Passover to Pentecost Daily Devotionals. Unleavened Bread, Day 6. Today we count Day 6 of the OMER, 45 days until Pentecost. Excerpt from Emotionally Healthy Spirituality Day by Day, page 19 and 20, by Pete Scazzera. Mark 11:15-17. When they arrived back in Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the people selling and buying animals for sacrifices. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. And he stopped everyone from using the temple as a marketplace. He said to them, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves." Jesus' intense anger and overturning of the tables in the temple courts ought to make us gasp. He knows that if we don't get to God, invaluable treasures will be lost or obscured. We lose the space where we experience God's unfailing love and amazing forgiveness. We lose an eternal perspective on what is important and what is not. We lose compassion. We gain the world, but lose our souls. Mark 8:36. Be Free for God, by Jean Danielou. I have a need of such clearance as the Saviour effected in the Temple of Jerusalem, a riddance of clutter, of what is secondary, across the way to the all-important central emptiness, which is filled with the presence of God alone. How would you describe what is secondary in your life, the thing that might be blocking the way to experiencing God? Pray with me. Lord, help me to see how much I lose when I lose you. My perspective on my life and all of life gets distorted when I don't make space for you, obscuring your love for me. Your love is better than life, and truly I long for more tastes of that love. Amen. Thank you.